Work-related stress is rising among Vincentian employees, impacting mental and physical health and personal relationships. Counselor Roselle Solomon stresses the importance of early recognition of stress symptoms like irritability and fatigue, and advocates for a national focus on mental health support and work-life balance to prevent burnout and ensure overall well-being.
Your work is connected to your salary. Your salary is connected to if you keep the house in your private life and your bills. So everything is like, how does one on a daily basis balance? That's the word here. We're not saying that we're choosing one over the other. And if so, that's fine. But if you're looking at our mental health, how do we cope? How do we manage each aspect? We're looking at balance. Our mental health matters, because if it is that one is overwhelming, it's going to affect, because we're not just living in isolation.
Right.
Our work and our life, they intersect,
right,
and
right.
they work together. So how do we go about, for 2026 and beyond, managing, balancing, creating that equilibrium to our work life?
Solomon, who is assigned to the mental health department, highlights the importance of workplace support and communication to alleviate stress. She advocates for additional staffing, modern technologies, and flexible policies like mental health days and on-site daycare to help employees maintain a healthy balance and reduce mental strain.
Some agencies and institutions, you know, have limitations. It would be good to have additional workers, additional employees, you know, to take the strain off of, you know, existing workforce. If that cannot be done, they're things that are specific to a workplace.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? So there are modern, you know, technologies that can be used that will be able to buffer. Having that, you have to talk to your employees. We are missing that communication between and amongst ourselves as what can be done. I'm sure that there are things, if you sit with your colleagues, we can do this, we can do that. There's, as I mentioned, mental health days, days off, extended hours, being flexible, an individual. Mm-hmm. There are parents that would need some time to take care of their kids. Do workplaces in St. Vincent have daycare areas? That right. might be controversial. Mm-hmm. But if I know that my child is coming from prep school or from RC, and there's a space here for them to sit, they don't disturb anybody, it takes a little weight off of my mental state worrying.
Solomon underscores the importance of setting boundaries and creating distinct work and personal spaces for 2026. She emphasizes that clear boundaries and support systems are key to maintaining mental well-being and achieving work-life balance.
Understanding our own environment, what is that we want out of that relationship with our environment, looking at our priority for 2026, our priorities, goal setting, creating boundaries. Boundaries is not a bad thing. It gives you space for you to be you and for you to not to interact with a space that is not good for you. So work-life balance, what work looks like for you, even if your work is in your home space, have a different space in your home for work. You can't be talking to your supervisor in your PJs on your bed because it all becomes just this one space where you're not comfortable. Talk to yourself. What is it that I want for 2026? What am I going to get out of 2026? And work towards it. If you need an accountability partner, tap into somebody who you know will get you there, because again, we need support throughout whatever we do.
Counselor at the Mental Health Department in the Ministry of Health, Roselle Solomon. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.